Starting the morning off with God is the key to strength and success in your day. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. The Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. The Solemnity of the Annunciation, celebrated on March 25th, but this year moved to April 8th because March 25th occurred during Holy Week, honors the profound meeting between the Archangel Gabriel and the Virgin Mary, as recorded in St. Luke's Gospel. On this day, St. Gabriel announced to Mary Immaculate that she would miraculously conceive a child by the Holy Spirit, the long-awaited Messiah who would save mankind from their sins. This is the moment of the Blessed Virgin Mary's great fiat, or perfect submission to the divine will. This day on which the Church celebrates the incarnation of Jesus Christ in the womb of His Blessed Mother is exactly 9 months before the Feast of the Nativity on December 25th. Please join me in praying the morning offering prayer and prayers for our Holy Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the holy intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. Prayers for the Holy Father. Almighty and everlasting God, have mercy upon thy servant, Pope Francis, our Supreme Pontiff, and direct him, according to thy loving kindness, in the way of eternal salvation, that of thy gift he may ever desire that which is pleasing unto thee, and may accomplish it with all his might, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Quote from St. John Chrysostom: Prayer is the place of refuge for every worry, a foundation for cheerfulness, a source of constant happiness, a protection against sadness. Meditation of the Day, an excerpt from The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori, pages 469 through 471. As the Blessed Virgin is the mother of holy love and hope, so also is she the mother of faith. I am the mother of fair love and of fear and of knowledge and of holy hope. Sirach chapter 24, verse 24. And with reason is she so, says St. Irenaeus, for the evil done by Eve's incredulity was remedied by Mary's faith. This is confirmed by Tertullian, who says that because Eve, contrary to the assurance she had received from God, believed the serpent, she brought death into the world. But our Queen, because she believed the angel when he said that she, remaining a virgin, would become the Mother of God, brought salvation to the world. For St. Augustine says that, when Mary consented to the incarnation of the Eternal Word by means of her faith, she opened heaven to men. Richard, on the words of St. Paul, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the believing wife, also says that, Mary is the believing woman, by whose faith the unbelieving Adam and all his posterity are saved. Hence, on account of her faith, Elizabeth called the Holy Virgin blessed. Blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished in thee that were spoken by the Lord. And St. Augustine adds that Mary was rather blessed by receiving the faith of Christ than by conceiving the flesh of Christ. Father Suarez says that the Most Holy Virgin had more faith than all men and angels. She saw her son in the crib of Bethlehem and believed him the creator of the world. She saw him fly from Herod and yet believed him the King of Kings. She saw him born and believed him eternal. She saw him poor and in need of food and believed him the Lord of the universe. She saw him lying on straw and believed him omnipotent. She observed that he did not speak, and she believed him infinite wisdom. She heard him weep and believed him the joy of paradise. In fine, she saw him in death, despised and crucified, and, although faith wavered in others, Mary remained firm in the belief that he was God. On these words of the Gospel, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Saint Antonina says, Mary stood, supported by her faith, which she retained firm in the divinity of Christ. And for this reason it is, the saint adds, that in the office of Tenebrae, only one candle is left lighted. Saint Leo on this subject applies to our Blessed Lady the words of Proverbs, "Her lamp shall not be put out in the night," and on the words of Isaiah, "I have trodden the winepress alone." Hence, Blessed Albert the Great assures us that Mary then exercised perfect faith, for even when the disciples were doubting, she did not doubt. Therefore, Mary merited by her great faith to become the light of all the faithful, as St. Methodius calls her, and the queen of the true faith, as she is called by St. Cyril of Alexandria. The Holy Church herself attributes to the merits of Mary's faith the destruction of all heresies. Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, for thou alone hast destroyed all heresies throughout the world. Scripture verse of the day. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. Saint of the Day. The saint of the day for April 8th is St. Julie Billiard. St. Julie Billiard lived between 1751 and 1816. She was born in Cavilly, France, to a large and prosperous farming family. By the age of 7, she knew her catechism by heart and would gather her playmates together and teach it to them. Her spiritual progress was so remarkable that her parish priest allowed her to make an early First Communion at the age of 9, at which time she took a vow of chastity. As a teenager, she already had the reputation of being a living saint. When financial ruin struck her family, she worked in the fields alongside the reapers. At the age of 22, she became paralyzed and remained a bedridden invalid for the next 22 years. However, this did not prevent her from having an active life. She received Holy Communion daily, made altar laces and linens, catechized the village children from her bedside, and spent many hours in contemplative prayer. When the French Revolution erupted, she gave aid to priests in her home, and soon after was smuggled to safety while hidden in a hay cart. She took refuge in the home of a countess, and due to her sanctity, soon had a company of young, noble ladies gathered around her bed to whom she taught the ways of the interior life. From this, St. Julie founded and led the Institute of the Sisters of Notre Dame, dedicated to the Christian education of girls and the training of catechists. After making her vows in 1804, she was cured of her paralysis. For the next 12 years, she made over 100 journeys as she founded 15 convents of her order. St. Julie Billiard, pray for us.
Readings for Holy Mass for the Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Chapter 7, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 8, verse 10. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord. Then Isaiah said, Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Word of the Lord. Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 40. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, Behold, I come. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 4 through 10. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, As is written of me in the scroll, Behold, I come to do your will, O God. First he says, Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law. Then he says, Behold, I come to do your will. He takes away the first to establish the second. We have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with the man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born shall be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Prayer of Spiritual Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Morning Glory Consecration Prayer. Mary, my Mother, I give myself totally to you as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you.
let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. Amen.
Prayer to Saint Joseph. O glorious Saint Joseph, chosen by God to be the guardian of the Holy Family, whose protection is so great, so strong, in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Savior Jesus Christ, send down from heaven a blessing from God to protect us from any harm, strengthen us in body, soul, and spirit. We ask this through thy powerful intercession. Holy Family, pray for us. Amen.
Guardian Angel Prayer. O Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.
Prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
The Three Hail Marys Devotion. The first Hail Mary, in honor of God the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second Hail Mary, in honor of God the Son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The third Hail Mary, in honor of God the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O my Mother, preserve my soul from mortal sin during this day. Amen.
Memorare to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Act of Faith. O my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man, died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. In this faith I intend to live and die. Amen.
Act of Hope. O my God, relying on your almighty power, infinite mercy and promises, I hope to obtain pardon for my sins, the help of your grace, and the life everlasting, through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen.
Act of Love. O my God, I love you above all things with my whole heart and soul, because you are all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of you. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Starting the morning off with God is the key to strength and success in your day.